November 26th, 2017, the Feast of Christ the King. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am your heavenly Father, Lord of all creation. Today, the Church celebrates the Feast of Christ the King. This is only possible as my Son was obedient to me unto death. His obedience was based upon his love of my divine will. If this same love of my will was present in the heart of the world today, so much would be different. Prejudice against different groups would be gone. There would be love and unity amongst all people and all nations. My commandments would once again be esteemed by all. The world would have a firm sense of direction. Life in the womb would once again be held sacred. Peace and security would be based upon holy love, not arsenals of mass destruction. As it is, the world and the universe are negatively affected by man's love of his own will and lack of recognition of my divine will. When my will takes over and there is nowhere to turn for help except to me, that is when my Son and I will step in and take charge. That is when many hearts will stand convicted and return to me. I am calling upon my remnant faithful to persevere as signs in an unbelieving world. Be the light of love of my divine will to all. This is to me a signature of your love for me. My Son is seated upon his throne for all eternity. His throne is the victory of holy love over evil. In this, place your hope and persevere. As the flame leaves, I, Maureen, see Jesus seated on his throne. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 6. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all, and through all, and in all. Another note is given to read Daniel chapter 2, 20 through 23. And Daniel said, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, to whom belong wisdom and might. He changes times and seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and mysterious things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. To thee, O God of my fathers, I give thanks and praise, for thou hast given me wisdom and strength, and hast now made known to me what we asked of thee. For thou hast made known to us the king's matter. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.